侍奉必要的条件。李定武牧师主讲。第二讲，当刚强做工。今天的经文记载在旧约哈该书第二章一到九节。七月二十一日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，你要晓谕犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓说，你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何，岂不在眼中看如无有吗？耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在，这是万军之耶和华说的。这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话。那时我的灵就在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要看的是哈该书。
Today our text will be taken from the book of Haggai.
哈该书在撒迦利亚的前面。
The book of Haggai is right before the minor prophet Zechariah, after Zephaniah.
当刚强做工。
Be strong and work.
这是2500多年前神的仆人哈该所说的话语。
These are the words of the servant of God. 2,500 years ago,
面对了一批多半在巴比伦出生、长大又归回耶路撒冷的希伯来人，
facing a group of Hebrews that grew up in Babylon outside of their own territory,
哈该勉励他们重建圣殿。
Haggai encouraged them to rebuild the temple.
也许并没有出乎我们意料之外。
Perhaps not out of our expectations.
这些话语对24世纪末期的今天仍然有效用。
These words are still powerful and true to 20th century church.
特别对正在生长中的美德教会有特别的意义。
With special significance to a growing church like the Somerset Church.
神借的这些话勉励我们。
God uses these words to exhort us.
勉励每一位美德教会的信徒。
To encourage each and every member of the Somerset Church,
要负起我们做人的责任。
To bear up our responsibilities as human beings here.
一方面自己我们要站立得稳。
First of all, we need to stand,
靠主刚强，
to be strong in the Lord.
另一方面我们要彼此合作，同心的做工。
On the other hand, we need to be united to work.
当刚强做工建造神的教会。
Be strong and work to build up the church of God.
首先我们看建造圣殿是一个必要的一个行动。
First of all, we look at the building of the temple as a necessity.
在哈该书第一章第八节这样讲。
Book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 8.
你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
It says, go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build a house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord.
建造神的殿是神喜悦，是神荣耀的一件事情。
Building the house or the temple of God is something that will glorify Him.
在哈该时期，那个建造圣殿，圣殿几乎完全是属于物质性的，对我们来讲。
Back in those days, in building of the temple for Haggai, it's totally materialistic for us.
所以建造圣殿只是把木料，把一些建造的材料集合起来，把一个殿建起来。
Building a temple only meant bringing all the timber together and building a structure.
圣殿是当时百姓敬拜的中心。
The temple was the focus of worship in those days.
也是他们祷告的地方。
And also the place of prayer.
现在神的殿不单单是物质性的。
But however, the church, the temple now is not just materialistic.
而是活泼的，是属灵的。
It's dynamic, it's spiritual.
是指着神的一个教会，是指一个敬拜的地方。
To build a church of God is to build a place of worship.
是祷告的地方，是圣徒交通聚集的地方。
A place of prayer, a place of fellowship of the saints.
所以不单单是有物质方面
So not just materialistic
堂的本身的建造地的购买
Buying the church, buying the land
维护来修理这个堂
Maintenance, repair
还有属灵的那一方面
And also the spiritual aspect
属灵的这方面表明了我们信徒之间灵命的增加灵命的建造
The spiritual aspect means that there must be growth in the members
灵命的装备灵命的训练
Equipping of the saints
在爱的交流爱的分享
In the fellowship of love
宣教的工作主内弟兄姐妹的见证
The work of missions testimonies of brothers and sisters
真理的传扬高举主耶稣基督
The proclamation of truth the lifting up of Jesus
建造神的殿不单单是物质方面
Building the church of God is not just materials
不单单是属灵方面
Not just spiritual
而且还有它行政方面
And also administrative
我们要建造一个教会我们还要在教会有一个组织有一个系统
When we build a church we need a structure
好像一个人的人体一样有头也支配了全身的肢体的动作
A system just like a human being with a head with a body with a whole body
肢体之间彼此调协来做工
The parts of the body intermingling to do the work
让这个基督的身体能够表明出来显明出来天国的气质
that this body of Christ may manifest the qualities of heaven
弟兄姐妹美德教会处在一个要十字路口的一个要点
brothers and sisters the Somerset Church lies at the crossroad
今天当我在我离开半年之前我给大家一个挑战
today right before I leave on a half year sabbatical I want to give you a challenge
我用哈该在2530年前所讲的话要刚强做工
I use words spoken by Haggai 2500 years ago Be strong and work
我们所建造的不单单是需要买一块地不单单是物质方面的建造
When we build the church We're not just talking about buying a piece of land A materialistic building
我们在属灵方面我们要增长我们要建造
Spiritually we must grow We must build
我们在行政方面我们要有系统我们是好像一个基督的身体在那里是个活泼的是个有机体
Administratively we must be like a body To be structured To grow dynamically
弟兄姐妹我今天给你们中间每一个人挑战
Brothers and sisters I give each one of you today a challenge
神要你们来建造他的殿
God wants you to build his church
你如果属于这个教会神要你来建造美德教会
If you belong to this church God wants you to build up the Somerset church
不单单是为了这块地我们要买这块地来建造一个新的教会
Not just to buy a plot of land to build a church building
神在过去这么多年来借着圣灵的工作在我们中间在属灵的在那里生命的改变在那里增长
Over all these years God has led us to grow spiritually
在过去的一年中间我们在行政方面我们要维持我们要建造一个系统好像一个身体一样有组织的系统
Over these past years God will want us to grow administratively to have a structure just like a body growing dynamically
同工们我们迫切地在祷告我们要跳过这个十字路口上面的一个障碍我们要为神做更大的工作
Co-workers I plead with you we must jump over this hurdle of the crossroads and to build up the church of God.
哈该因说 神说你们这样做因此喜乐而且有得荣耀。
Haggai says, because you do this, God will take pleasure in it and be honored.
不但是这个样子建造圣殿的还有一个必要是建圣殿是神的灵所在的是基督的身体。
Not only this, but there's another necessity because the church is a place of God's Holy Spirit.
保罗在以弗所书里面讲教会是那充满万有者所充满的。
Paul in the book of Ephesians says the church is where the Almighty resides.
他讲到我们要建立基督的身体。
And there Paul says we must build up the body of Christ.
建造圣殿是必要的。
Building the temple is necessary.
因为是神所喜悦的。
Because that pleases God.
是荣耀神的。
It glorifies God.
建造圣殿是必要的，因为这是神的灵所在的，是基督的身体。
It's necessary to build the church of God because that's where the Spirit of God resides. It is the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我还要告诉你一点，建造圣殿是必要的，因为这是撒旦破坏的主要的对象。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that building the church is important. It's necessary because that is where Satan will attack.
什么时候我们要建造教会的时候，那个是撒旦魔鬼的最后的一个攻击地，他要来攻击。
When we build the church, that is the final place where Satan wants to attack.
你想撒旦怎么样来攻击我们？
You ask, how will Satan attack us?
我从哈该书里面可以归纳出来有三种方法，撒旦来阻挠他的子民来建立圣殿。
Just from the book of Haggai, I can point out to you three ways that Satan will come and attack the church of God, the kingdom of the Lord.
第一个方法，撒旦来攻击的时候，是使信徒软弱。
The first way that Satan can attack us.Is to make the believers weak.
所以哈该书第一章的时候，第四节的时候，哈该就这样讲。
So in Haggai chapter 1 verse 4, Haggai says this.
他指着圣殿讲，他讲这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住着天花板的房屋。
Says, is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin?
也就是说，神借了他奇妙的手，把那些在巴比伦的这些犹太人，把他带回耶路撒冷来。
In other words, God has stretched His arm to the Hebrews, the Jewish people living in Babylon, and bringing them back to their own land.
他们回来之后，他们第二年就开始建造神的殿。
After return, the second year they began to build the temple of God.
建造六年之后，撒旦攻击阻挠到一个地步，工作停下来。
After 6 years, Satan attacked and attacked until the work was ceased.
然后停了十年之后，没有工作，没有建造的工作。
After 10 years, there was absolutely no work being done.
到了520年的时候，神差遣他的仆人哈该来了。
Until the year 520 BC, God sent his servant Haggai.
哈该指着这个圣殿。
Haggai says, "Build the church, the temple."
他讲你们自己家里面住的房子有天花板是考究的房子，你们看看神的殿破碎荒凉到现在这个地。
It says you yourselves live in houses with panels and all those luxuries, but look at the house of God.
所以第一个方法撒旦攻击的是信徒。
So first way that Satan attacks is to the believers.
使信徒软弱。
To make the believers weak.
怎么样使他软弱呢？
How does he make the believers weak?
使信徒的优先次序完全混乱了。
To screw up the priorities.
所以他呢，专顾自己，专顾自己的工作，专顾自己的银行的钱，专顾自己的房屋。
To only care for myself, to only care for my own bank account, to only care for my own house.
弟兄姐妹，当美德在谈建造教会的时候，撒旦同样的会攻击我们中间每一个人。
Brothers and sisters, when Satan is about to attack, when we're thinking about building the church of God, Satan will attack each and every one of us.